Who is Jesus? I know he's the Son of God, right? But who is he? What, let me better with question that. What is his position? What is Jesus' position? I ask you, who are you? All right. Now, on your body, you have a head. Now, who's in charge, your feet or your head? So what is Jesus' position? He's the head, right? Well, where do we fit in? We come in and we fit in as what? The body. Are y'all with me? Y'all sleep. All right, now how much of your head enjoy peace and your body don't? When there's pain in your big toe, your head says, forget you. When you got a bill to be paid, your head says, do the best you can, buddy, because I ain't thinking about you. No, no, no. When there's something to be done concerning you, the whole body gets involved. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Jesus is the head. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus is the head, and he is the owner. Other words, what are you saying? He is the chief executive. He is the one that's in charge. He's the one that gives the command. And whatever what the command he gives, if we take the command that he gives, then it always works out to our good. Yeah. How many times your head told you? Get up. Go walk and exercise. Donut in the kitchen said, come eat me. And you went over and ate the donut and didn't go walk. Then you blame the donut. I hope y'all getting this. If you had gone walking like your head first suggested, it would have helped you. Because the Bible said, bodily exercise profit little. We need to get that little bit profit. But here's what I'm taking you, and I'm going to be out of here. We have been rescued. We have been restored. Everything we need has been given. Everything that God wanted us to have, he put it in Christ.
All right.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
And so he has someone in charge now. If we will submit to him, it's because every member of the body of Christ, every one of us got a free will. Nobody forced to do anything.
Yeah.
I said, nobody forced. God don't force you to pray.
Right.
He didn't even force you to come out here this morning.
Yeah.
He doesn't force you to eat. But seem like we don't have no trouble with that. But let me move on real quick. Amen. He doesn't force you to pray. He doesn't force you to go to work. He doesn't force you to do anything. But he gave you a free will, gave you some instruction, gave you some light, some insight, so you could see what is godly, what is best. He gave you a book. So, this is what he set up. Hallelujah. And that's back to verse 5, and I'll be out of here. For to which of the angels, this is Hebrew 1:5, for which of the angels said it, angel did God ever say, you're my son, today I've begotten you. Establish you in an official sonship relation with kingly dignity. And again, I'll be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Moreover, when he brings in the first begotten, when he brings in the firstborn son into the world, a son again, into the inhabitable world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Referring to the angel, he says, God, who made his angel what? Winds, and his ministers of servants flame of fire. Watch it now. But as to the Son, he says to him, your throne, O God, is forever and ever to the ages of the ages. A sepulcher of your kingdom is a sepulcher of absolute righteousness, of justice and straightforwardness. Let's look at that. He said in verse 2 of Hebrew, he said he appointed him what? Heir of all things, right? Jesus is heir of everything. And Romans 8:17. Now listen to what it said. Romans 8:17. For if children then heirs of God and joint heir with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. So if children then are who? Heirs of God and joint heir with Jesus. God made Jesus heir of all things. And Romans just told, we are joint heir with him. What kind of kingdom does he have? He said he has a kingdom of righteousness. He said, but unto the Son, he says, notice what he said, but unto the Son, he says to him, your throne, O God. Look at verse 4. Same chapter. Being made so much better than angels, as he has by what? Inherit and obtain a more excellent name than they. What happened to him? He obtained a more excellent name than any of the angels. All right. What name did he obtain? You know what name he obtained? God. Now hear what the Lord said. This is what he said to my spirit. He said, I put everything I am in Jesus. I'm going to say that again. He said, I put everything that I am in Jesus. That's why Satan has to flee when you use the name of Jesus. Now, if you don't know, if you're just saying it like Polly on a cracker, and you don't know what you're talking about, you don't have no revelation, Satan will look at you because he know you don't know.
Come on now.
But if you know that you know that you know, that when I say in the name of Jesus, I'm saying in the name of Jehovah God. I'm saying in the name of I am.